Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. And tonight we're going to be talking about some interesting topics, instrumental transcommunication and electronic voice phenomena. I'm Bob Ginsberg. Fran is here. Tom and Melissa Gould are not here tonight, however. Roman Karpyshka is joining us. Say hi to everybody, Roman.
Hi to everybody, Roman. I always wanted to do that.
Yeah, I set you up for that pretty good.
You sure did.
Tonight's show is sponsored by the Comlock Center. You can find them on the web at comlock.com. And before we get rocking and rolling about electronic voice phenomena or EVP, Fran, get us caught up and about what's on the horizon.
Okay, we want to remind everybody to check the events page regularly on our website, and just to let everyone know what else might be coming up this month for free, we have on August 13th at 2 p.m., and that's Eastern time. You can calculate the other times depending on what time zone you're in. We have the Visionary Explorers Group, which is an online discussion group that meets. And on August 24th at 6:45 p.m. Eastern, we have the Cold Spring Harbor, New York Afterlife Discussion Group. Both of those are free. You also can still sign up for the August webinar with Dr. Claude Swanson. New Science Helps Explain the Afterlife. Where is Heaven? And that will be on August 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Again, calculate for your time zone. There are still spaces. Members pay $5, non-members pay
$20. Right. Yeah.
I think that's the way it goes. It's been so long since I've taken a look. And a big, big thank you to all of our facilitators, mediums, and volunteers that made this year's grief retreat the best yet. We can't wait to see what's in store for next year. So listeners, mark your calendars for July 14th through 16th, 2017. In Chester, Connecticut. It's easy to get to by plane, train, or automobile. You can ask those people who travel from afar regularly every year to be there. Our first annual mediumship convention is all set for the weekend of November 11th through 13th. And again, like our grief retreat, we are already enjoying an early round of reservations. And like our original Afterlife Conference, this is another first of its kind. It's a convention totally dedicated to the world of mediumship, run by Forever Family Foundation Certified Mediums, taught by Forever Family Foundation Certified Mediums, and spirit communication conducted by Forever Family Foundation Certified Mediums. Reservations can be made on our website, and as always, please keep in mind our no-refund policy before making your reservations. And help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page that you'll visit. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Great Nonprofits, and WellZoo. Just remember to name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And lastly, if you are a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at businessmembership@foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call the office at 631-425-7707. Back to you, Bob.
And our subject, as we mentioned at the top of the show, is instrumental transcommunication and EVP. And I know that some of our listeners sent in some clips of that they captured, And we will be playing, there's not a lot of time to play a lot of them. We're going to play a few of them. And we thank everybody that sent it in, and then perhaps we could play the rest on future shows. You know, I know it's one of your pet peeves, friends. Like, we have these initials for everything. And so, you know, we have ITC and we have EVP, and everybody likes to throw these things around. And we should at least start off by saying what it is we're talking about,
right,
when we say
right,
EVP
absolutely.
And ITC. And also, most people have never heard about these things, even people that are somewhat well-versed in the afterlife and all the disciplines of research. I know you just mentioned the grief retreat we were at, and we mentioned EVP, and half the people raised their hands and said, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the broad category of ITC, which is instrumental transcommunication, is capturing an image of a discarnate, of somebody in spirit, you know, using technology. And I think it was a term coined by a physicist, Ernst Senkowski, back in the day.
Back in the 70s.
70s. And incidentally, some of this research is going back to the early 1900s. It's not something that's new. And when we talk about EVP, electronic voice phenomena, it's specifically referring to the recording of these spirit voices on some sort of a recording device, whether that be a tape recorder, which is, I say tape recorder, but now we just call them recorders because they're digital.
Somebody still has a tape recorder, it still works.
Right, right.
It's not like, okay, now you can't use it because now we have digital. You could still use it, and you could still capture the sound of spirit on it.
So EVP would be a subset of ITC,
right?
If you look at it.
Right, exactly. And when, you know, the process, people get, well, how is it? First of all, say, how is that possible? You know, how could I possibly do it? The process itself is pretty simple. It just takes, you know, dedication. And you don't need, the folks that do this follow research protocol say that the recording device, the cheaper the better, you know, because the high-end recorders filter out noise, and then discarnate needs that background noise, or white noise, to carve their imprint, or however you want to call it, their voice into it. So a cheap recorder, and usually you would set your intention by asking the discarnate to come through. The interesting thing about the electronic voice phenomena part is that the voice of the discarnate is never heard live while it's happening, but it is heard later upon
playback.
Yeah. Roman, you were telling us off air that early on you tried this, no?
Yeah, actually I tried it. As our listeners may or may not know, I suffered a personal tragedy many years ago, 7 years ago, when my son passed away. And, in desperation, trying to get a hold of him. I did a lot of studying and spirituality and all that because, I just needed to find out. One of the things that I got into was was the EVP. Now, I bought myself a really good digital recorder, but I'm also a musician, so it's part of my gear that I have. I have what's called gear acquisition syndrome pretty badly, as a matter of fact. But what I ended up doing was setting the intention. I also, you can buy a CD, which is called White Noise. So you play the white noise in the background. As you said, spirit communication uses that white noise to kind of amplify what they want to, what they want to say. And then there was another software that it's a free software that I got, and it was called Audacity.
Yep.
What Audacity does is it visually represents the sound waves that you've recorded. So once you record your file, you play it back through your computer using Audacity, and you can see it's a big time saver because you'll see nothing, nothing, nothing. Then you'll see a spike. That means, ooh, something happened, So a lot of these spikes are either like, you know, creaks in the floorboard or wind against the window or something. But, you know, over time I did get a few Class B type recordings, and I think I got one Class A type where I could have swore I heard my son say, "I'm here." You know, just two words, "I'm here." And that kind of was like, wow, that's really cool. And then, you know, I would love to keep doing it, but it really, for me, it really was time-consuming. And after a while, you know, I got into other things with spirituality. I just didn't have the time for it. But it's not something that I'm going to let go of forever. It's something I do intend to pick up at some point again. But yeah, I think it really works.
Yeah, and one thing that you mentioned, a lot of the people that are well-versed in this will tell you that the experimenter, the person that is trying to get to record the voices, seem to have more success when they're excited about it, you know, or maybe after they get the first one and they become excited and then more, you know, come in bunches, you know, as opposed to having a kind of a blasé or negative attitude towards it. So clearly the experimenter is a vital part of the process. Some people even say that the experimenter is really acting as a medium, you know, themselves.
Yep, absolutely. You have to be open to receive as well, absolutely. It's part of the whole setting of the intention.
We're gonna go to a break. When we come back, we're going to play a couple of these EVPs so you can see what you think about the clarity, you know, of them and what you hear, and we'll discuss that. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. You're here with Bob and Fran and Roman, and we're talking about instrumental transcommunication and EVP. And, you know, Roman was telling a story a little bit before about how he mentioned, you know, he got a Class A and a couple of Class Bs, and where that comes from is that a lot of the researchers started to classify these recordings by their clarity. Sometimes they're really, something's there, but they're not intelligible, and that might be termed the Class C. And sometimes there's some clarity, but it's not, you know, totally crystal clear, and that might be a Class B. And then there are some that are really clear, and if you played it for 10 people, they'll all hear the same thing, and then that would be a Class A. You know, so maybe there are some clips. I think we're going to play you a clip that we want to thank Karen Massey for sending it in. Let's play that first clip and see what you think. If you could play that, we'll play it a couple of times. She claims that it was in his exact voice and voice inflection, and that clip was actually used in the trailer for the movie White Noise, you know, because it was such a good example. So, you know, most of these clips or the recordings that you get are, as you probably found out, Roman, that they're not long sentences or diatribes. There are usually a couple of words. And,
two,
you know,
three syllables most, at the most. A
couple of seconds at the most.
And, syllables.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, they'll repeat, and sometimes you can recognize the voice as coming from a loved one, and sometimes, you know, you can't. I mean, we can only speculate as to the process, you know, that makes it... that makes it work. I mean, there are a lot of theories about, you know, energy transfers, but what's...
I have my own idea before I play another one.
Right.
Is just the concept of there are so many waves in that we do not see, like radio waves.
Right.
And you don't hear them until you turn on the radio to the specific receiver to receive them. So could not then... these waves or these sounds that they're sending can only be received if you're tuned in to the right place.
Right.
So that's why some people work very hard to eventually achieve that correct whatever it is to line up with spirit sending the voice.
Right.
That's actually a very good analogy, because when you're tuning, let's say, put yourself 20, 30 years ago when they had the old manual tuners on the receiver, and as you're, you know, you're tuning the big knob on your big stereo system to the station, you're not quite there yet. Well, you're hearing some music or some talking, but it's coming out very, very unclear, or what they talk, it's warping, actually. And that's what the term that's used in EVP. It's the amount of warping. Lack of warping leads to higher class type of results.
Right, and even on those old radios, even when you didn't tune in to the right station to catch it, sometimes it would leave, and you'd have to retune that big knob to catch it again. So,
exactly,
you know.
That's a very good analogy.
Yeah. All right, let's play another clip that Karen sent in. Don, if you could play that for us again, we'll play it three times. Again, Get the Whip. Karen was explaining that, you know, Rob, at the time that she got this recording, she was disciplining the dog, and Rob, who was very playful and had a sense of humor, and he was saying to Mom, you know, get the whip, because he saw
Rob
on the other side, so he saw what was happening. So, there's a story behind it, and, you know, thanks, Karen, for sending those in. So, you know, what's interesting is that EVPs come in usually in the language of the experimenter. So, you know, if somebody is English speaking, they tend to collect, you know, EVPs that are in English. But if they're from another country and speak another language, the EVPs come in that way. And if they're multilingual, people often collect EVP in a mixture of languages. So what are your thoughts about that?
That reminds me of that guy that has that radio in Italy who has sessions where hundreds of people attend.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, the spirits come in whatever languages are needed, not just Italian. You think most of the audience is Italian, but you have visitors coming from different countries because this guy's pretty famous and heard of from all over. So you'll have German-speaking EVPs and English and French, Portuguese, I've heard, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and exactly. And you're talking about Marcello Bacci. And Marcello, for a long period of time, you know, more than a decade, you know, has been doing what Roman described, and he uses an old valve-type tube radio from the 50s. And it's different than the EVP. It's more in the instrumental transcommunication category because people hear it live as it's broadcast over the radio. You know, so they hear the messages from their loved ones. That's pretty cool. We have a caller on the line. Somebody that listeners may be very familiar with, you know, Dave Kane. So why don't we go to Dave? And are you there, Dave?
Let me look. Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Always the jokester.
So, you know, we've been talking about a subject dear to your heart, EVP and instrumental transcommunication. I know you also sent in a clip, which we could play, but... You know, I mean, you're the perfect person to ask. We talk about all these different ways of, you know, people get signs and, you know, the different types of after-death communication, and people go to mediums, and all these things can have significant, effects upon their grief and well-being. But hearing the voice using, you know, with your known senses, your physical senses, how does that make one feel when you hear the voice of a loved one?
Well, it's astounding, absolutely astounding. When it happened for us, we had actually had an EVP that showed up on a tape of a medium session with Maureen Hancock. She mentioned Nick and said he would be calling his mom. And on the tape there, you hear a little boy's voice say, "Mommy," very clearly. And after that was written up in a journal of people who were doing this, a woman contacted me from Southern California and said that my son was sending her EVPs. And I, you know, my first response to myself was nutburger. You know, here we go. Some woman who doesn't know Nick is going to tell me he's sending her EVPs. Well, the following Sunday morning, I got an EVP. And when I heard it, I could not believe it. It is absolutely our son's voice. And he is saying clearly, Mom and Dad, this is Nick. Now,
right.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Well, listen, this would be a good time to play that. So we have that clip. Don, if you could play, you know, the Mom and Dad clip, appreciate it. Dave described it saying,
very,
you know,
clear.
Mom and Dad, this is Nick.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's a little difficult over the radio, but it, you know, you hear it, you know, a lot clearer when you're close and personal. And incidentally,
I think it does help to say yeah, what the EVP is, what they're about to hear. That helps, because
right,
it does hook you up. One of the things that's important, that we have so much audio of my son, because he's a performer, and we have so much audio of him that it is absolutely his voice, and people who are not as familiar with it as we are can tell. It's really astounding.
Yeah, and I should mention to our listeners that Dave, you know, Kane, you may have heard him on the show before, that he's the author of 41 Signs of Hope, which is an excellent book about all the different after-death communications and synchronicities, so that would be recommended. You know, and by the way, Dave, we also have, you know, Roman on the line, you know, in this discussion. I don't know if you two ever met, but, you know, I don't know if...
No, we haven't. Hi, Roman.
Hi, how you doing, Dave?
I don't know if either of you have ever come across this, but in my readings from some of the researchers, they say that sometimes, even when an EVP sounds garbled, if the soundtrack is played in reverse, then it all of a sudden becomes clear and makes perfect sense. So if you had a soundtrack, you hear the voice of the experimenter talking backwards, but the EVP is heard playing forwards. That's pretty cool. We never tried that.
That is very cool.
Yeah,
I haven't tried
that. I used to play Led Zeppelin records backwards to hear if there was any satanic messages back when I was a teenager, you know?
Yeah, well, that,
yeah,
you know,
the Beatles, of course, with Paul is Dead. Remember that one, Bob?
Yes,
so you
absolutely.
Played back, that back, yeah.
Everybody was playing that White Album backwards, you know. But
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, too, is another song that you play backwards, and there's a something recognizable in there, too.
Right.
Now, I forgot what it was.
What do you think about the theory that, and there's evidence for it, actually, that people in spirit are able to read our thoughts, so that when we have intention, when we're turning on these recorders, we have a better chance. And yet, some researchers even say that the EV responses increase when the questions are asked out loud, you know, as opposed to, you know, thinking them. So when you tried it, Roman, did you say anything to your deceased son out loud, or were you thinking, or you just turned it on?
What I would do is I would record the talk, what date, what time the recording was,
right,
future reference, and then I'd say, Stefan, if you're there, please talk to me. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to leave this recorder on for 15 minutes. Go crazy, please, you know, and just, you know, set my intentions that way. And I wouldn't be asking questions back and forth. I just would just let it sit there along with the white noise,
right,
little DVD player that was playing the white noise.
Right. And yet, Dave, when Joanne was sitting with that medium, as you described, I mean, she wasn't setting any intention or verbalizing anything to Nick. It just happened, right?
Oh, no, right, exactly. And we've had several show up on recordings with mediums, I say several, three or four, I guess, that have,
yeah,
shown up that we didn't expect. One of the things that we have, one of the EVPs we have others, and one of them, there is a woman's voice, and she says Nikki's name. She says, Nick O'Neill, like that, as if it were his turn to, you know, step up to the mic and do something. And I wondered if Roman had ever gotten anything like that. The image I got when I heard that was that people were standing around or sitting around, and they took their turn to get up and make their
I've had that happen, but not in terms of EVP. I've also been to see a medium, and I had my grandparents line up. The medium said, this is your grandmother and your grandmother's side, grandfather's side, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she described all four of them to a T. So it's like, I just totally believed her because there's no way she could have guessed that.
One of the things that I mentioned at the last time that I had spoke for Forever Family, and this kind of typical is so reverse of everything. When we were trying to collect an EVP one night, you're talking about Bob talking out loud. Joanne and I were talking to each other, and then I said to Nikki, "Now, come on, Nick. We've tried for three nights now. You should be doing this. You've done it before. Let's have something." Kind of like a dad to a son, you know. And when we went to play the tape back, Roman, you'll love this. You can hear Joanne and I talking, and right when I start to tell Nick, you know, come on, get on, my voice was off of the tape.
Wow.
It was completely missed. Now, you could still hear the ambiance in the room. You could still hear people moving around. But my voice was gone, and this was Nikki's way of saying, I'm going to show you I can do this.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's manipulation of electricity. It's like flicking on lights, but just doing it with recordings instead.
Yeah, well, right, yeah.
Well, you're used to getting censored, Dave. So you know you've been censored before, but not necessarily, right?
Well, they have the last word, you know.
Right.
They're the ones that know how to do it. Yeah. It's been terrific. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. You raise an interesting point, though, in that I mean, I often felt like when we talk about mediumship, that people on the other side in spirit form have help, you know, when they're trying to communicate through, you know, mediums on this side. Maybe they have, you know, spirit mediums, and you know, not everybody can communicate right away. It's like a learned trait. Maybe the same thing happens with EVP, you know, and that's why a lot of people don't get it a lot at first, and then you know, maybe they seek assistance where they are, as the same way that we're seeking assistance in the physical world.
Yeah, that was my image. My image was that they were all in a room and they were taking turns, and whatever the deal was, whether it's a microphone or some other way that they're doing this electronically, and they take turns or they can do it themselves. I don't know, but it was really an interesting experience to hear that too.
Yeah, well, you know what we're talking about, you know, these you know, instrumental communication, people using technology, you know, to either record or images. But we talk a lot about non-instrumental communication, you know, that there's a whole broad category of after-death communication, you know. So we've
one of the things that happened to us with that night when I got my voice taken off the tape, when we walked into the room and sat down and I was about to turn the recorder on, Joanne and I both heard Mom in the room. We looked at each other. We couldn't believe it. I mean, it was very clear. Nick's voice saying Mom, and it wasn't on tape. It was in the room.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know that that Nick is a very strong communicator. So he finds all sorts of ways, you know, to get through. You know, and he may be assisting others. You know, maybe that's part of his role, you know, on the other side. But how many times?
Well, we believe it is, and we're thrilled too.
I have a question for Roman, because was saying that when he was playing with the EVPs, when he was trying to collect them, and he described his routine with Stefan, you said you let the tape run you told him you were going to let the tape run for 15 minutes. When you would play it back, was there any common place during those 15 minutes that the EVP would show up?
No, it was quite at random. Sometimes it would show up right away. Sometimes it would show up in the middle. Sometimes at the end. Most of them were Class C. I got a few Class B, one or two or three, and one Class A where he said, "I'm here." and that was, you know, very, very clear. So that's where that Audacity came in very handy, which is a free download if anybody's interested. Download on your computer, and basically you can play the file back, listen to it, and while it's playing back, you'll see blips on a kind of like on a graph where noise happens when it wasn't supposed to happen, and you can focus in on those areas rather than spend a lot of time where it just flatlined. You know what I mean? So I can't say for certain. Well, I can't say that it was consistent in terms of when it would show up, and that's just my experience with my son. I mean, he's shown up other ways. He's flickered lights. He's done some other ITC manifestations. I think I showed you, Bob and Fran, when I was at your place a couple of years ago, a picture where he appeared as an orb right on top of my heart. We blew up that orb, and I mean, you didn't even have to blow it up, but you could see it was his face with angel wings. And then when you blow it up, you really see it's his face with angel wings. And then we did this thing in Adobe Acrobat called a dodge and burn, just to enhance the pixelations. And once you did that, it was clearly his face with angel wings. And, you know, so that's another form of ITC, because that was done with a digital camera.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a break. Dave, thanks so much.
I just want to know if Roman gives Nikki's EVP an A. I want to know, does he get an A for his EVP? Because he studied all night to do this, so I want him to get extra credit for this.
I'll definitely give I'll give him an A. Yeah, A plus. How about that?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys, for inviting me on. Thank you.
And if you want to read something that'll knock your socks off with After Death Communication, pick up 41 Signs of Hope. You can find that on the web. Dave, thanks for being with us. We're going to go to
thanks,
a break.
Dave.
And
thanks,
we'll
guys. See you later. Bye, Roman.
Yeah. We'll be back in a few.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And we're welcome back to the gathering. We're having a little discussion about instrumental transcommunication and electronic voice phenomena. And one of the things that I wanted to stress, and I just brought it up briefly, is that it could be enormously elating, you know, to somebody that could actually recognize the voice of a deceased loved one. I mean, there's nothing else like it. So, you know, I often think that we should combine EVP with other disciplines. In other words, you know, people should always listen to the mediumship recordings when they're sitting with a medium, or even if you're experiencing some other form of after-death communication, turn on your recorder at the same time while your lights are blinking. You may get it from two different ends, right? you know, before we go further, let's go to a caller and see what's up. Who do we have here?
We have Ed on line three. Ed?
Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Hi. You're on Signs of Life, and okay. You had something you want to mention?
Yes. I've been looking on the internet about that white noise software, and there is like all kind of things on there. I was wondering if there's a certain one that you use that you have better luck with, because I want to try that, because I've been trying to get EVPs for a long time and I haven't gotten anything.
Okay. So white noise is white noise.
Yeah.
Pink noise is, there's different kinds of noise ratios. White noise is defined between a certain frequency. It's between a certain hertz and a certain hertz, whereas pink noise is the whole gamut frequency. So white noise kind of focuses a little bit more towards the mids, and they're pretty much all the same. You can pretty much get white noise by taking an old radio and turning it to a station where there's no reception, and you get that static. That's pretty much white noise. I think a lot of what the EVP is setting your intent, being open to it, and you know, just a lot of patience and perseverance. And I would highly recommend either EVP Maker or Audix software, Audacity, that is, that you can download. There's a bunch of softwares that you can download for free that you can monitor and, you know, fast forward to where you see blips in the histograms, which represent something happening.
Yeah, I have that. But you said EVP Maker, is that one of the things?
Yeah, there's I think it's called EVP Maker. Audacity is another one.
Yeah. These programs like Audacity, they don't facilitate you getting the EVPs, but once you help you identify it, you know, once it's captured, you can also boost the volume and clear out some noise so that you can the voices are more identifiable. But in terms of capturing it, it helps when there's a little white noise going on. They say that the cheaper the recording device, the better. You don't need anything fancy.
Yep.
And really, most of the people that record only keep it on for 5 minutes, because when you run the tape through a program like EVP Maker or Audacity, it's time consuming. You don't want to have to go through 15 minutes. Five minutes.
Oh yeah.
I think that but once you, as Roman said, it really helps you identify. Sometimes you can't hear it with your normal hearing, but you could see it on the screen, and you know where you can isolate it.
It'll tell you where to go, and you can just cut that little one section out, listen to it over and over.
Yeah. I just got a SB11. Would that help? Would that kind of help with the white noise?
What is an SB11?
Spirit Box.
Oh yeah, I heard of those. They usually
had the SB7 on Ghost Hunter, but this is a more updated one where it used dual frequencies. You can use one side to go frontward and one to go in reverse.
I'm not familiar with. I've heard of them, but I don't own one. I've never owned one. I think you're going to be better served by really setting your intent, trying to prepare the room. Use sage if you want, or just really, say some prayers and whatever it takes. Just really open up that way. I think if you focus more on the spirituality part of it, I think you're going to get better results rather than the technology part of it. The technology part of it's really just to help you isolate something, like Bob said a little bit earlier, for when it actually happens.
Yeah, you know what else a lot of people mention, people that are very successful with this, is that they, on the tape, on the recording, they ask a direct question that requires a specific response. So you hear yourself on the tape asking that question, and then, you'll listen for the response, and people claim that helps the process enormously.
It also helps you identify it. But I think another very important thing that everybody is missing here is that the intention has to go with a commitment. It's not just, I really need this and I want this and it's all about me and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're asking spirit to do something that falls outside of their space, which does not have time and place. So while we have it here, what is suggested we do is we make an appointment to do our EVP. So let's say we would do it every Sunday at 10 o'clock. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do this. And somehow that seems to work in gearing spirit up to know that this is our time and space that they need to come into in order to do that. So that seems to also play a role in assisting the reception of EVP, if that's helpful. And we see that predominantly in the big circle, which those first two sound files that we played at the beginning of the show from Karen Mosey, that was from the big circle, which is a group of people who every week turn on their tape recorders at the same time.
You know what you said, Fran, also helps with mediumship. I've had very successful mediumship readings where my son came through, and before the reading, a day before, a couple of days before, I would, think and say to him, okay, in 2 days I'm going to see this person. Please come through. Please be there, and really set my intent beforehand, and he's always come through every time.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ed.
I've been trying to reach my... My wife, she passed away right here in my living room, and sometimes my dog, he'll bark at her urn, because I have like a little memorial thing for her, and he'll just stand there and bark looking right up on the table, barking at her urn.
Maybe he's barking at her, and maybe she's in the room.
Yep.
Why don't you try the tape recorder
I've
when
been trying to...
barking?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I mean, if she's
this, like
this is what Bob was just mentioning, maybe you can take advantage of another situation. So if it's possible that the dog is barking because she's actually in the room at that time,
yep.
You
well,
know?
Guess what? You can use the bark as your white noise.
Cool.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So give that a shot.
Because I've been trying to...
thanks, Ed. Take care. The EVP.
Okay. All right, thank you for that.
All right, bye now. Take care. You know, that is an interesting concept that we should try. And I think back when we, Fran and I walked in the kitchen once, and we have video of it where the lights, why don't you describe it?
In our kitchen, we have 12 hi-hats on 3 separate switches. So you can't just walk in there and turn on all of them. You have to turn them all on individually. It was the end of the night. We were bushed. We decided to stop working. We went into the kitchen to start doing our nightly rituals, feeding the cat, covering the birds, all these kind. And we step into the kitchen, and these 12 hi-hats in the kitchen did a dance for us that was absolutely amazing. And
wow.
And your gut, that's the cool thing about when they're communicating. Like, it's not just the lights are flickering. It's like you instantaneously know it's coming from a higher source. There's that sense of presence that goes along with it. And it was really phenomenal.
Well, then it stopped, and then we videoed it, and then we had round two, right? Yeah.
Right.
And, of course, I called the electrician, and, you know, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong. And, you know, I mean, there would have to be every circuit would have had to be bad, you know, to get what we got. So, but what made me think that I should have thought to turn on a recorder at the same time, you know, to see I think that's an opportunity that we all have when we get these after-death communications, to turn on that recorder and see if we can get confirmation.
Well, I know that I'm going to be listening to my sessions that I've had with mediums. I've recorded every one of them, and I'm going to be now looking for some EVP in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thanks for taking part in our discussion tonight, Roman. And we look
very welcome
future discussions with you and Fran, you're going to wrap it up.
I'm going to wrap it up. We now ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Karen Gould, Stanley Newlin, Glenna Irwin, Michael Tim, David Haith, Miriam Pierge, Godana Mello, Matt Mello, Fred Feinstein, James Rafferty, Doreen Malloy, Diane Archangel, Joan Lipke, and Isabel Ginsberg. Now let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time for us to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away,
and science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.